Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Got to watch you guys kill a dragon today, so that was
pretty, that was fun. Yeah, it was a very, very busy weekend. I know for us personally, we had a lot of things going on, D&D and Burlesque Show.
The Burlesque Show is so fine.
Yeah. Mm. Also, this is the same weekend that Birds of Prey and Lock and Key came out.
Yeah, so you were busy doing all that.
Oh, yeah, I was.
See, I won't watch
Basically, my Friday was Birds of Prey and Lock and Key.
Yeah. See, I won't watch Birds of Prey until, like, probably next weekend.
That's fine.
Because that way I don't have to beat that first week crowd.
Can I be honest with you?
It wasn't very busy.
So the showings I went to 11:20 at night on a Thursday with a couple guys from work.
Yeah.
And then I went to a 10 o'clock on Friday, 10 a.m. The 10 a.m. showing had three people. I was one of them, and
but that was also 10 o'clock on a Friday,
fair. Yes. And then the Thursday showing, 11:20, was about maybe 15 people.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wow. You know why though? It's because of how bad DC's been doing cinematically.
But listen, the movie was actually good. That's the thing. And they've actually been getting a lot better. Aquaman, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman 2, well, 84, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's coming out here soon. That looks amazing. You're not wrong.
I always forget she's that old because I was born in 84, so I'd still do her, don't get me wrong. But...
Yeah, we'll get to a Wonder Woman book here soon. Actually, got to get a hold of Brittany here soon, so we can... What are you laughing at? Shut up. Yeah, no, I know she really wants to hit the Wonder Woman, so we'll get there.
Oh, yeah, I know she really wants to hit Wonder Woman, too. She made that abundantly clear.
Yeah, she did.
Anyway.
But talking about Lock and Key, if you guys...
When did we start talking about Lock and Key?
Earlier.
Did we?
Yeah, when I said that it came out
this
weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that you watched it this weekend. Yeah.
By the time this episode comes out, we will have a special review episode that we did with Chris from World's Finest True Believers. Go check that out. It's literally just us reviewing the show, first season, because that's all it's out right now. So it was fun to watch, fun to record. So, yeah.
So today we are covering Doctor Strange.
Yes.
You can't see my hands, but I'm totally doing the hand things.
So this is one I found. I got the book some time ago. Within the last year or so.
Yeah.
One that I knew it fell into the same time that we were already covering other Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, I want to get something other than just like Iron Man and Avengers and Captain America and Thor. I want to hit some other books. And there's, at this point in time, there's not too much out there. And I gave you... a short list of ones we could do, and you picked Doctor Strange out of that list.
Well, Doctor Strange, I feel like he needs more explaining than other ones do because, well, he's still very confusing.
He's a very confusing character. And I will say these issues didn't really...
No, they didn't help any.
Anything.
Nope.
If
we're going to start off, we might as well start off with,
Well, I still got to do my whole spiel.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, you might as well do that before we actually get into how strange is.
That's fair. We are hitting Doctor Strange issues 180 through 183. Also, we're going to be touching on Submariner issue 22 and Incredible Hulk 126. Doctor Strange was released in 1969.
Nice.
And Submariner and Hulk were in 1970, obviously put out by Marvel. The writer is Rory Thomas, art by Gene Colan, inks were done by Tom Palmer, and letters by Sam Rosen and Gene Izzo. And when we get to Submariner and Hulk, I'll hit those up as well. There's a couple different people. So let's go ahead and get into it.
All right, so we start off with, Strange, he's in this... obviously, you know, a different plane of existence.
It's almost like a dream world.
Yeah, and he's got this, like, okay, most of you have probably watched the movie, so you expect, you know, Strange in his, you know, whatever regalia, like the cape and the shirt, the toe, like the
it's like
a
not,
tunic type.
Yeah,
of,
there you go.
You know, and in this one, he is he's got the cape still, but he's got like this whole blue bodysuit looking thing with a
it's a full face mask,
yeah,
full head mask or just mask, I guess.
Yeah, like
I remember when we did both. Well, I know when we did Avengers, he showed up for like one or two issues, and he actually does mention at some point in this issue in particular, him just having gotten done with Black Knight and who's the other guy?
The other one?
Somebody else. Oh, and the Avengers.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, this is literally around the same time. That was when he needed their help to stop the, I can't remember the guys, but like the fire guy and the ice guy from destroying the world. So, and we had discussed that, and we thought it was more of an astral projection.
Yeah.
And this was his actual projection form.
But this is actually like his Doctor Strange
suit. Yeah, yeah.
So, because I also didn't know that his identity wasn't known. Because, like...
Correct.
Because, like, in the cartoons we watch as kids, you know, the Spider-Man cartoons and the X-Men cartoons, Doctor Strange was, you know...
It's Doctor Strange. That's him.
Everybody knew who he was.
And even in the movie, his identity isn't known to everybody.
No, but it's not a secret.
But it's not a secret. Yeah,
like,
exactly.
He doesn't wear a mask. He's not Spider-Man.
Correct. So... so he's in this dream state, and he is being faced by Eternity. And I don't know if you guys have ever seen Eternity, any non-Marvel guys. I never have. And this
was
being,
first for me.
Okay.
This cosmic, like, yeah. He's literally a blacked out space with, like, the cosmos in him in the shape of a man sort of thing.
Yep. And it's weird. Very, very,
yeah, it's very,
very
odd.
Weird. As he's looking upon him, the form changes to that of the character Nightmare, which is another character I've never heard of.
Yeah, honestly, the only people I knew from this were Strange, Wong, and, well, obviously the later ones we get into.
Yes.
But we'll,
same. That, I mean, Doctor Strange is, I don't know a lot, obviously. I'm not the Marvel guy, but even the few Marvel books I've read, it's been in the 2000s and later on, and Doctor Strange is Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
You know, with the goatee and the white
gray,
gray beard. Yeah. Like, that's Doctor Strange I know.
Yep.
This one is very odd. Like, he's literally, the character's called Nightmare, and he looks like a herdish, nightmarish creature.
Like, the picture you get of him, like, right here, he almost looks like a green Yeti.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah, I can see that.
That's what it looks like to me. I don't know if he's just supposed to be, like, a fluctuation of nightmares that, you know. Anyway, regardless.
Okay, so, again, this was just a dream. He wakes up in his dream state.
Well, it was a dream.
Nightmare. Whatever,
nightmare.
Yeah.
Huh.
But he has to go meet his girlfriend,
Clea.
This being from another world. I want to mention his outfit he chooses to walk around New York in
is still his fucking cape over top of a
right, like,
trench coat. Or,
I need to hide my identity. Let's put this overcoat on with this hat, but leave my cape flowing out the back of my trench coat.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
But
I love
it
though.
But it's not the same cape.
Okay. Yep.
I mean, the medallion's still there.
Yeah. I just...
Yeah, no, I agree. Unless it was supposed to look like a scarf, maybe. I don't know, but
that's a maybe, but it's
or
a really
maybe, or
huge
maybe,
scarf.
Maybe they don't actually see that part. We just see it so he can be distinct from all the other men in trench coats in this part.
And that's what I was thinking, but then why not just draw it that way?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Either way, whatever. He goes to get Clea, and they are off to Times Square because it's New Year's Eve. I like how when they get to a taxi, he tells the guy to get them to Times Square and hurry.
And the guy's like, where else would I be taking you at 11:35 on, you know, New Year's Eve?
Yeah. It's like, my only, I guess, thing that took me out that made me not believe this was a true tale is that they are able to walk into Times Square. No problem.
Yeah.
On New Year's Eve. Like,
yeah.
I understand this is 1969.
Nice.
But... But yeah. You didn't see me. I rolled my eyes at that. Sorry, guys. But yeah, still, no, it's Times Square.
It. Yeah. Well, actually, is it called Times Square?
Yes, he actually tells the driver to take him to Times Square.
Okay.
As near Times Square as you can get, driver, and hurry. But it's, you know, whatever. As the, you know, New Year starts to ring in, this pterodactyl.
Well, yeah, okay.
Are you going to talk about? Okay.
So Strange is standing here, and this, like, drunk dude comes up and, like, basically is trying to kiss Clea.
Yep.
Yeah. And Strange basically moves her into a different area and makes the dude making out with a light post.
Yeah. It was definitely funny.
Yeah. It was hilarious. But then, yeah, you have a pterodactyl that runs into the clock on whatever tower that is. Alchemical something.
Yeah. Allied chemicals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pterodactyl disappears. A T-Rex shows up. Basically, what it tells Doctor Strange that all these nightmarish creatures are showing up. And he's like, nightmares. I wonder.
But then he's like, you have to face Doctor Strange. And he like yells it in this group of people, you know. So he's got this, you know, his identity. Basically, well, he just gave out.
One thing I also like is he does that, yes. But after the T-Rex disappears, then all these soldiers, like medieval, or not even medieval, but like
other random, from random times. Yes. Like you've got cavemen, you've got Vikings, you've got, which this really threw me off when it said death to the infidels and they're all dressed like Vikings.
Yes. And then, because, but you also got the one guy with the boat, the Indian with the bow and arrow.
Yeah.
But no, what I was going to say is he has no problem destroying these, killing these creatures. But as soon as, you know, these men show up, oh, I can't kill them.
They're just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
So are the creatures, motherfucker. Also, you got the cop who says, what does he say? We better just be glad that the stranger, Dr. Strange, made these people disappear. I'm betting they'd have laughed at our bullets.
No, I'm pretty sure they'd have still died if you
just
shot them.
This guy's got a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, they wouldn't know what a bullet was.
True, until it rips through them.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, again, Nightmare shows up. Strange is like, oh, I knew it was you. He yells that I'm going to take, Doctor Strange will take care of this, into the crowd of people. And he's like, oh, I'm dumb.
And then, well, Nightmare had said before that, you're the only person that can see or speak to me.
Yes.
So then Strange is just like yelling like a madman out here to nothing and nobody. And everybody's like, wow, that dude's being all weird and shit.
Oh, no. You know what? That's actually the next issue.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's fine. Because he still... You are right. He does say something about, you don't like to see me. He is yelling at them. And all the crowd is looking on him like, what in the hell is going on with this guy? That's basically the end of that issue.
And also, yeah.
Oh, you have a...
No. Oh, I was just going to say, at the beginning of it, like, he mentions that he can't remember where he is or why he's there, but he knows all about Eternity and Nightmare on the very next page. Like, he knew exactly why he was there, you know?
Yeah, I noticed that through a few of these.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyways.
But, yeah, we'll get to that in about the next couple issues. Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter @ComicRundown, on Instagram @ComicBookRundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Doctor Strange story.